WKUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has just given Republican lawmakers new marching orders. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has our top story from Washington.
I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
Speaker McCarthy calls this a logical next step that will give lawmakers the powers they need to expand the investigation. He added the public wants to know about President Biden's son, Hunter, and whether his business deals involve the president, if the president's family benefited, and whether there is any evidence of abuse of power, obstruction, or corruption.
Police near Philadelphia have closed roads. They're advising locals to stay inside and lock their doors after escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante stole a .22-caliber rifle from someone's garage in Chester County. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
We have considered him dangerous right from the very start. It changes nothing. We have always considered him to be a risk. We just now absolutely know that he has a weapon.
They've set up a new search area almost 2 weeks after Cavalcante shimmied up a wall and escaped from the county jail. Governor Josh Shapiro.
The gig is almost up, and you'd be best to turn yourself in.
It's the news New York Jets fans were dreading. CBS's Erica Herskowitz.
The MRI on future Hall of Fame quarterback Aaron Rodgers shows a complete tear of his Achilles tendon. The injury, which took place on his fourth snap of last night's season opener, means he is done for the year and perhaps beyond. At the age of 39, his future is now uncertain.
Justice Department lawyers are in a Washington courtroom arguing Google's protecting a monopoly, but these users say they can't live without it.
Google's my best friend. I love
Google. Google's your best friend.
Yes,
why?
I mean, because literally we're walking right now trying to find a pizza place, and I'm Googling it.
CBS's Jolene Kent.
The government claims Google illegally pays billions of dollars to Apple, Samsung, LG, and beyond to make Google the default search engine on your phone and computers, shutting out rivals like Microsoft Bing and DuckDuckGo.
It's the biggest challenge to big tech in the modern internet era. Catastrophic flooding in eastern Libya has killed at least 2,200 people. The Red Cross says 10,000 are missing after a powerful storm that collapsed two dams and swept entire neighborhoods away along the Mediterranean coast. Minister Hashim Chikuyat.
The massive neighborhood has been vanished and destroyed. Large number of victims. The number is increasing each hour. It's a calamity by all means.
The Dow is up 81 points. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Whitnall schools are considering a policy that would require informing parents when their children want to change their gender. At a school board meeting last night, opponents of the policy expressed their concerns following an extensive discussion. The proposed policy suggests using a student's biological sex unless parents permit their child to transition, raising concerns among some that it could negatively impact transgender students. The school board has not yet voted on the policy, and a decision date on the matter remains uncertain. There's a significant amount of wave activity on Lake Michigan today, with a beach hazard statement in effect until tonight. All area Lake Michigan beaches are impacted, including those in Racine, Milwaukee, Kenosha, Sheboygan, and Ozaukee counties. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer. It is Tuesday, the 12th of September, 2023. Glad to have you along with us on a Tuesday. First breakout of my flannel this season. And as such, we're celebrating. Mr. Zommers has dialed up a little campfire on the screen up above me, and I gave out Reese's Peanut Butter Cups because I gave Zommers a ride home last night, and we stopped at Walgreens, and there, as we walked in, a bag of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, my favorite, $1.99. I said, well, you can't go wrong with that.
It's a pretty big bag for $1.99.
And so knowing that I would eat them all if I kept them away or kept them at home, I brought them in today and I've handed them out. And there are Mr. Zommers in his hot little hands. I had one left. It was either him or me. And I said, no, he deserves it more than me because he's been here since 5 a.m. So,
well, no, at 5:45.
All right, fine. So there we are. First day of flannel. Great to have it on. It is a little toasty inside, but it is beautiful. Beautiful here in the capital city of Madison. A beautiful fall day. Blue skies. Perhaps a little rain this afternoon, but it's beautiful, right, Zommers?
Oh, yeah. This is the kind of weather we're starting to approach pleasant weather, in my opinion.
I totally agree.
Because I like it nice and cool. I like the fall weather.
You do. You run hot. You're a hot-blooded dude. Coming up at 2:30 on the show, Brian Van Hooker of Cracked.com. Talking about shooting a television pilot, also kind of updating us on the writer's strike. Haven't talked about that in a while, how it may impact some of the... This is the time of year, speaking of fall, we would normally see a lot of new television shows debuting, new series. That is not the case, of course, unless you're Drew Barrymore. We'll talk about that later. Brian Van Hooker in hour number two at 2:30. But I'm going to take your calls on this in just a moment. And our friend Matt Flynn, who, by the way, I was going to fill in for today, a little technical difficulties on our side, so it'll be a replay of Matt Flynn. So as our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, go to the front lines of history, history being made. And from Washington, D.C., breaking the last hour and a half or so, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Republican, has announced he is moving forward with impeachment proceedings against the President of the United States, Joe Biden. Yes, there you go. They feel that there is something happening that raises to impeachment level, I guess. So I disagree. What do you think? Taking your calls on the hotline here, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What do you think of the latest on the impeachment proceedings now against Joe Biden? We'll have the story here after the break in just a moment. But first, I want to talk about this and also willing to take your calls on this as well. By the way, Mr. Zommers, my Spectrum issue continues. I'm currently holding on Spectrum due number 8. My Spectrum service is not working yet. But I have hooked up the old, it used to called rabbit ears. Now it's a flat disc. And so what I have is just like over the air TV. Had ABC last night, watched Monday Night Football on ABC. Of course, the New York Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, taking on your Buffalo Bills of Buffalo. Big debut for Aaron Rodgers last night in his new uniform out east. And after four plays, four snaps, Aaron Rodgers was out. Not sure if you watched it last night. To cut to the chase, he is done for the season. When he first got, the play did not look that bad. It wasn't really like anybody fell on him or it went like a weird angle.
His ankle didn't look like, it didn't look fun, at least.
No, but it wasn't like one of those things where you just like flinch and go, oh my gosh, you know. But yes, it was a little awkward. And he hopped up, but then as soon as he got up, he sat back down. He was carted off the field on a cart. He went in for X-rays, those came back negative for a break, but after the game, the head coach of the Jets said, quote, it is not good. They were looking at the Achilles tendon. And today, MRI, according to CBS News and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and others, the MRI today discovered that it was a severed Achilles tendon. He is out for the season. Now, look, I was not an Aaron Rodgers fan when the whole transition between Favre and Rodgers happened. Aaron Rodgers, then he won me over and I was happy for him until the last couple of seasons where he got a little goofy, in my opinion, started like, you know, going off on weird tangents with COVID and all this, and then got into a bunch of other stuff. And he just seemed like a guy who wasn't living his best life and who wasn't really happy. And I want people to be happy. So I was fine with him going to the Jets. I think the Packers got a better deal on that. We'll see now. But I would not call myself an Aaron Rodgers hater. I'm just like, dude, thank you for your service. It was great. Go live a good life. Now, today, last night, and today on Twitter, or Twix, as Craig Ferguson likes to call it, you had a lot of haters on this. A lot of people that were just giddy and happy that Aaron Rodgers had a season-ending injury. I am not among them. Look, I don't wish injury and physical harm or any harm on anyone, regardless of who they are. So, and by the way, this means instead of the Packers getting a first-round draft pick next year, they're going to get a second-round draft pick.
And I'm sure the Jets are going to try and negotiate that to be worse.
Right. I mean, by the way, the four snaps, if he never plays again, those four snaps were worth $19 million apiece. Not bad. We'll take your calls more after we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Oliphant Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, that doesn't surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about five minutes.
Whoever was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
Devek.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 68. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 49. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 65. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, September 12th. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. You there on your radio or on your app. By the way, if you don't have the app, the only day better to get the Civic Media app than right now was yesterday. And as the Beatles said, yesterday's gone or something like that. And so you have to live in today. So download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. You can take us wherever you have Wi-Fi or cellular service. Just type in Civic Media, that's C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media, into your search engine, your search bar on your app store. Download it. It is free. It takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. So I would appreciate that and follow on along. Talking about a couple of issues of breaking news today. Again, last night on Monday Night Football, Aaron Rodgers made his debut with the Jets, and after four snaps, he is out. MRI tests revealed today a torn Achilles tendon. He is out for the season. By the way, the number two quarterback, I mean, here's a guy, Zach Wilson, for the Jets, who probably figured, you know, I'm just going to be sitting here warming the bench this season. He had no intention of playing much at all. And after four snaps last night, Zach Wilson came into the game after a rough start. And it ended up being a very entertaining game. Tied 16-all, went to overtime, and the Jets, J-E-T-S, the New York Jets end up winning it in overtime on the first play of overtime. And there was a bar, A.J. Byaport from CBS 58 in Milwaukee tweeted this out this morning or last night. He was reporting, there's apparently a bar in Milwaukee that said, if you come in and watch the game in our bar, and I'm not sure if there's a price limit on this or what, but you could drink, get your drinks while you watch the Jets game all season long. And unless it's the Jets versus the Packers at some point, that'd be a Super Bowl, I guess. But if you came in and watch a Jets game, If the Jets win, then you have to buy your own drinks.
If the Jets lose, you win.
Right,
I think is what they call it.
Right. If the Jets win or lose, you win. Right. Thank you. So if the Jets lose, then the bar picks up your tab. And again, I don't know if there's a cap on that or not, but they would pick up your tab. So a lot of people went to the bar last night down in Milwaukee, you know, for a little bit of fun. And then Rodgers gets hurt, and people are like, this is fantastic. There's no way that, you know, because the Bills are pretty darn good. And so they start running up a big tab. Well, then at the very end, on the last play of the game, the Jets win with their backup quarterback in overtime. A lot of dour, sour faces at that bar in Milwaukee last night because they had to pay up. So that's a heck of a promotion for that bar down there in Milwaukee. But again, so Rodgers goes out. They do an MRI today, and he has a torn Achilles tendon. And again, Rodgers, arguably the story of the NFL offseason, according to CBS. Packers dealt to the Jets for a first-round pick, a second-round pick, sixth-round pick, and a conditional 2024 second-round pick. The conditional second-round pick becomes a first-rounder if Rodgers played 65% of his snaps this year. And of course, I mean, he's been great, not quite Brett Favre reliable, but, you know, he's missed only a couple, three games here and there in his entire career at Green Bay. So the Packers said, well, we'll take that deal. According to CBS, the Jets were searching for consistency at the quarterback position and landed Rodgers, the Super Bowl champion, 5-time All-Pro, 10-time Pro Bowler, However, the Jets' hopes and dreams have been put on hold as Rodgers is out for the 2023 season. And again, shame on people who are, in my opinion, who are all happy about this. I mean, the guy is arguably one of the best quarterbacks to ever play in the National Football League. Won a Super Bowl for Green Bay. Gave us a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. I don't care what you think of his personal life or anything else. This is not the way that you want a person's career to end, if this is the end. I mean, what do the Jets do? Do they sit around and say, well, we hope he can come back and be reasonably well? Or do they just move on? And Rodgers gets this guaranteed money. After he went to the Jets, he bargained it. He took a pay cut, basically, and brought his guaranteed money down from like $110 million to $79 million. So if Rodgers never plays another snap in his professional career, each one of those snaps last night would add up to roughly just over $19 million each. I mean, that's a high-stakes business, right? Think of those Jets executives today, what they're thinking. Give us a call if you'd like. Talk about Rodgers. Give us your opinion on there. These folks that are kind of giddy about Rodgers getting hurt. I'm not one of them. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Or you can also text us on the Civic Media app. 844-967-2789. What do you think of this Rodgers injury, this career-ending injury, and what it means now? The Packers probably getting a second-round draft choice next year instead of the first round. Waiting for your calls here. Mr. Sommers is screening those. We're going to talk about here in just a bit the other big story of the day, this one breaking just a couple of hours ago. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls for formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden amid pressure from conservatives. And again, this is an ongoing consistency with these guys. We've seen it here in Wisconsin with this threatening of Justice Janet Protasiewicz, impeaching her. And now House Republicans out in Washington want to impeach. It looks like they're going to go ahead with at least the preliminary proceedings of impeaching President Biden. Going to talk about that in a minute, but let's first go to the phones, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Cindy in Appleton, close to Green Bay up there in the Fox Valley. Cindy, we appreciate you listening. What do you think about this deal with Aaron Rodgers?
Well, before I go into that, I want to just say, can't we just impeach the Republicans?
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous. They have no idea. Anyway, yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. But as they say, that's not why you're calling. Go ahead.
No, and I mean, I feel sorry. I'm not one of these who's giddy about Aaron Rodgers. I feel bad for him. But you know what? I really think he should have just retired from the sport on a high note. He's got more money than God. It's not about money. It was more about ego. And I just think there comes a point where you just say, hey, I had a good run. I'm done. Yeah. And he would have went out with the bang, and so now he's going out with the who knows what. So
right.
I just think he should have just hung it up.
Did you watch any of the game last night?
No, unfortunately, I had other stuff to do, but I heard it was
fun.
It was good and it wasn't good.
Right. I mean, it was a fantastic football game to watch, and I was super impressed, by the way, with the Jets. I mean, their defense, I mean, Buffalo is not a bad team, and that defense from the Jets last night, incredible. And then he had Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb and all these. I mean, you could see last night, if you put Aaron Rodgers a quarterback, I believe they would have been a Super Bowl contender. So I appreciate what you're saying. I don't necessarily disagree with you. I think, you know, it's like Jerry Seinfeld, right? They said, well, why? You had the number one show on television. You retired. And he said, well, I never wanted to be that guy, like in entertainment or in sports, that stays one season too long. I wanted to go out on top. So maybe Rodgers should have been more like Jerry Seinfeld.
Yep, I agree.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate you up there in Appleton, Wisconsin. Thank you so very much. What do you think of this Aaron Rodgers injury last night and the entire deal and how it trickles down to the Packers now? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to North Central Wisconsin, Wausau in Bull Falls, Radio Land. Oliver, listening in Wausau. Thanks for listening, my friend. What say you?
Well, first of all, I'm a Bears fan. So I owned up to it right up front.
Hey, everybody's welcome here. Everybody's welcome. We appreciate that.
And I'm also a conservative Republican, so since you said that, I'll go to the second part.
All right, sure.
The Packers got a very, very good deal.
Mm-hmm.
But this shows where the state of quarterbacking is.
Mm-hmm.
Because Aaron Rodgers, and I understand what Cindy said. I think I'm so old, I remember Willie Mays playing for the Mets and stumbling around when he stayed too long. But I'll tell you this. I think Aaron will want, in the worst way, to come back. And coming back from an Achilles at his age, that would be a triumph beyond all triumphs.
Mm-hmm.
And whether the Packers now go to a second rounder and the first rounder and the other things, Packers won on this one. And having watched my Bears stumble through playing the Packers, I just wish he'd gone to Chicago. But right. That would never happen.
Probably not, no. But,
I'll tell you this. I appreciate that, the fact that you're talking about this, and I appreciate your attitude because I don't want to see anybody go down that way.
Yeah.
No way.
Me
not
too.
Not the way to end or even end the season.
Totally agree on that, Oliver. As long as I got you on the line, I'll tell you, I've been a Justin Fields fan ever since he's been at Ohio State, and I really thought once he came, I thought, holy smokes, this is the end for the Packers' domination. And because I think that rivalries are healthy, right? And so it's like, not that I want to see the Packers lose, but I think a healthy rivalry is good for the sport, good for entertainment. What the heck is, in your opinion, as a Bears fan, what's the deal? Why do the Packers just, you know, as Aaron Rodgers said, this is not me, but you know, whatever he said, own you, or we've got your number, whatever he said. I mean, what's the deal, in your opinion, as a fan?
All right, I'll give you four quick points. One, Justin Fields is a right-handed version of Bobby Douglas.
Whoa.
Bobby Douglas once led the NFL in rushing at 984 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He is not a pro-level quarterback. Two, the offensive scheme that the Bears use is worse than some of the high school teams I get to broadcast. Three, the offensive line had more holes than the Titanic resting on the bottom of the North Atlantic. And four, the defense just got totally dispirited. If it were in MMA, they tapped out. That's my 4 points.
That's succinct.
Other than
and
that,
fantastic.
Mrs. Lincoln, how did you like the play? That's how bad it was.
And look, I mean, obviously I was happy for Jordan Love and our Packers, but you know, I just thought, man, I mean, I was hoping for just a really competitive game because I think it's good for the sport. I think it's good for Wisconsin. I think it's good for Illinois.
It was so bad that our second a picture of a bill of sale from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love with the Bears logo on it, and I printed it out. That's how bad it was.
Great call, Oliver. We appreciate you listening up there in Wausau, and call anytime. You're always welcome. Thanks for listening.
Stay blessed.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Yep, take care. More of your calls after this on the other side. Also talking about the Kevin McCarthy impeachment proceedings. Don't go anywhere. More after this on the Todd Lawball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made a formal announcement today.
I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
He claims House Republicans have uncovered serious and credible allegations into the president's conduct. Authorities in Pennsylvania say they are now more focused in finding escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante because he's armed. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
At this point, I believe he is beyond assistance and he is in that perimeter, and we will actively hunt until we find him.
federal and state prosecutors are challenging Google in the biggest antitrust lawsuit in decades. Stacey Mitchell's an antitrust expert.
If we take action against these tech monopolies, really insist that they cannot be these dominant gatekeepers, we open up the market and we're going to see all kinds of innovations and new developments online.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The jury trial for the man charged in the deadly shooting of a Navy sailor in West Dallas last year was scheduled to begin this week, but it's been delayed. 37-year-old Derek Williams faces a first-degree intentional homicide charge for allegedly killing Phoenix Castanon while trying to protect a friend who was being harassed. During the trial's preparation, Williams expressed his desire to replace his attorney, citing disagreements about legal strategies. As a result, the trial's start date has been pushed back to September 21st. The legal issue over a town becoming a village continues in Waukesha County. The city of Waukesha has appealed the dismissal of its legal actions against the town of Waukesha over the town's incorporation as a village. The city argues that the town didn't meet certain statutory conditions for incorporation. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tottle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:33 on a Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Glad to have you along with us. Breaking this morning, before we came on the air, several sources, this one from CNN. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced a couple of hours ago he is calling on his committees to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, even as they have yet to prove allegations he directly profited off his son's foreign business deals. The move comes amid increasing pressure from his right flank to move ahead with the inquiry, including some of his far right who have threatened to oust McCarthy from his speakership if he does not move swiftly enough on such an investigation. McCarthy is also trying to secure votes as part of a negotiation to keep the government funded beyond the September 30th deadline to avert a shutdown. Quote, these allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption, the California Republican said in remarks outside of his office this morning, quote, they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That is why today I am directing our House committees to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, unquote. Now, by the way, the House spokesperson of investigations for oversight of investigations, Ian Sams, quote, called it a, quote, extreme politics at its worst, unquote. And I agree with that. But here's the deal. And Mr. Zomer and I were talking about it a little bit during the break. He says, this is just what it's come to now. You know, he's going to impeach everybody. And again, as our friend and colleague Matt Flynn likes to say, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke until and when you know history. And history will tell us, if you look back, particularly in Wisconsin, and here's how it is important. Well, it's important to all Americans, right? But this is why it's important to Wisconsinites in particular. If you were of a certain age, you remember a little over 20 years ago when Republican State Senator George Petak of Southeast Wisconsin, he flipped his vote and he decided to vote in favor of saving the Milwaukee Brewers and building the new stadium to replace County Stadium in what is now known as AmFam Field. And State Senator Petak was recalled. They had a recall election. Was the first one in, I don't know, 100 years or something. Almost unheard of in state history. And thus said, and it was successful, by the way. Democrats won that election. And thus set off a chain, a firestorm of recall elections in this state. Against state senators, against state representatives, some successful, some not. And of course, culminated in the recall election against Scott Walker. Now, I wasn't particularly keen on that recall election. I understood why it happened. But I'm not sure that Scott Walker committed an impeachable or a recall type of offense. And remember, impeachment and recalls are different. There's a higher bar for impeachment. But in my mind, this is just my personal opinion. In my mind, it's kind of the same deal. You know, to recall someone, they should do something really, really egregious. George Petak just flipped his vote on one thing. Look, politicians make bad votes all the time. I don't think that's a reason to recall someone outside of the normal election process. Scott Walker basically committed fraud against the voters of Wisconsin. He never mentioned Act 10 during the campaign, never alluded to Act 10. So that one I could kind of see, but to say I was a big fan, and I mean, I voted against him in the recall. The last Republican I voted for was Scott Walker in 2010. Because I thought, well, you know, he won't be that bad. Little did I know. So I voted against him in the recall just because I thought he committed fraud. But I don't think I signed a petition. I don't remember it anyway, signing a petition for the recall. But we had this rash of recalls in Wisconsin. Well, now fast forward to today, 2023. Here in Wisconsin, we have Republicans impeaching or about to, so we hear, to impeach Supreme Court Justice Jana Protasiewicz, because she had the audacity to tell the truth during the campaign. When asked, she said, my personal opinion is the current legislative and congressional maps are rigged, which we have read repeatedly, the Robin Voss quote on this show, where he admitted that he didn't use the word rigged, but he admitted that partisanship was employed. And of course, as a former Republican for 30 years, I left the party in 2011. Right around the same time as I was witness to all this, working for a former Senate Republican, the Republicans made each Republican state senator sign a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA, before they were allowed to look at a draft of their maps, which was drawn in a law office across the street from the Capitol by high-level computers that were literally carving out houses, not just cities or neighborhoods or streets, but houses in order to rig the maps in favor of Republicans. So Jana Protasiewicz told the truth. because Republicans today are scared that if they have to run on fair maps, they're going to lose. They now will stop at nothing to try to hold that power, up to and including attempting to impeach a Supreme Court justice who has yet to hear her first case. And we've heard from reasonable, principled Republicans, conservatives on this show. I'll call them principled conservatives because I don't believe the Republican Party is principled anymore. I think they've been taken over by the Trumpist cult. But I do believe there are principled conservatives left. And some of them still call themselves Republicans. And I believe that we had a couple of callers last week, principled conservatives, that said, look, I think that Protasiewicz should recuse herself. I didn't vote for her, but neither do I believe that Republicans should impeach her right now. And so Republicans are very anxious about this. And the reason is they're highly considering this is because they have zero faith. I shouldn't say zero. They have less than 50% faith that their ideas can win voters in the state of Wisconsin. Think about that. Think about all the press releases they put out attacking Protasiewicz. All the press releases they put out attacking LGBTQ people. All the press releases they put out attacking women on right-to-life issues. How many ideas do they have? Actually, like, inclusive, let's make Wisconsin a better place ideas. Not many.
Careful there using the word inclusive.
Right, exactly. And so the same thing is happening in Washington, D.C. now, where Republicans are so fearful that, because here's what they know. They know that Donald Trump is likely to be the Republican nominee in 2024. You say, Todd, how can you say that? Here's a sign. Ron DeSantis, the person who is a far away number two in Iowa, Ron DeSantis over the weekend said, you know what? We'll be happy if we place second. I mean, think about that. How many politicians do you hear say, I'll be good if I'm second? Ron DeSantis and many of the Republicans for president are already saying, ceding basically Iowa to Trump. If Trump wins the Iowa caucuses, it's over in terms of his nomination. So Trump is likely to be the Republican nominee. Republicans out in Congress know that is not good for them. It will hurt them in competitive districts. If Trump is the nominee, the likelihood is Democrats will take over the House of Representatives in the fall. So again, what's the Republican play? Not to talk about their ideas, not to say this is how we can work together with Democrats and build a better America. Their idea is to impeach Joe Biden and try to connect him to his son. And let me hasten to add, we're going to go to the phones in a second. Let me hasten to add, I am a firm believer in a full investigation of Hunter Biden. And whatever the Justice Department is doing, I have no problem with it. Doesn't matter whether it's Trump or Hunter Biden. Let's investigate it. Let's have an independent counsel and let's see what's really there.
But all of this is really just exactly what Trigvi Olsen says on this show a lot, that it's all the narrative created by the Republicans to appeal to people who want simple answers to just not worry about it. And so it's, well, you don't like something these people are doing. They're bad. They're attacking your kids. So impeach them. Right. So Hunter Biden's laptop. And it's just all of it is they're just doing things so that they can say they have it in their story and say, look, we impeached him and he didn't step down. Or
right.
With Megan Wolf, look, we had this meeting. We had this vote and just not neglect to mention that they didn't actually nominate her.
Yeah, I mean, it's an ongoing narrative, as you say. And, you know, this is why they're trying to attack Biden this way, trying to connect him with his son, even though there is zero evidence. Let me say this again. There is zero evidence to date that President Biden was connected in any way with the allegations against his son. What do you feel about this impending impeachment of Joe Biden by Republicans. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Gene in Eau Claire up at the Tap up in beautiful Eau Claire, WCFW the Tap. Gene, thanks for listening as always. What say you, my friend?
Well, thank you for taking my call and great show. I'm quite peeved if you want to know the truth. I am really outraged, and I think it's sick what they're trying to pull. You know, the Republican Party is not the Republican Party that I know. The Republican Party, a lot of the really good Republicans have left the party because they don't believe in this type of behavior. And what they're doing is outrageous, and it's dangerous to our state and to our country. And, you know, the way that they've not, Tommy Tuberville, you know, not getting the military people in place, holding that up. Attacks on, you know, Biden while he is working to repair the damage that Trump did with our relationships with other countries. And I remember Trump when he first got into office, he was fighting with Mexico, he was fighting with Canada, and he was disparaging with all of the countries south of us. And then when he'd go and represent the United States, he'd attack the women leaders of the countries, and he'd push somebody out of the way, and he was just really disgusting. And the people in other countries didn't even want to see him come because they'd have protests of him with the big baby on the balloon. Right. I mean, I watch a lot of this stuff live.
Yeah.
And I watch a lot of United Nations. United Nations didn't trust us there, and Biden had to work real hard to work with the United Nations again because of Trump. And when they were bringing up stuff, you know, for the impeachment of Trump, that was on a solid basis. Those were people who worked for our national security and for our country in other areas like Russia, Ukraine, and those areas. These were Republicans.
Right.
Republicans are the ones that are the witnesses. These aren't the Democrats attacking poor little Republican Trump. These are Republicans that know better, that care about our country, and that gol darn McCarthy ought to be impeached and kicked out of office along with Marjorie Taylor Greene and the whole bunch of them, and some of them from Wisconsin that don't care about our country. So this is just really upsetting because Biden's got a lot on his plate now, and he's did a lot of work so far, and he don't need this distraction, too. I think it's just an attack on our country from the inside out. Gene, thank you very much. I didn't mean to go
no,
on
no,
and
I appreciate
on,
it. Kind of appreciate it so much. Always welcome. Thanks, Gene Eau Claire. Really, really appreciate you. Let's go to Charles quickly in Green Bay. Charles, can you hang on through the break? I got about a two-minute break. We can get you on the other side. Does that work for you?
That works.
All right, we'll talk to you in a second. Charles, Mark is next as well. Don't go anywhere. More of your phone calls. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 68 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 49. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock, top of the hour. More information for you. And at 2:06, Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call with Will Walter. He'll be in after the top of the hour break. So Tuesday Tangents with Luke. And then we've got at 2:30, Brian Van Hooker of Cracked.com talking about a pilot he once did. Also updated us on the Hollywood, or not just Hollywood, but the Writers Strike of America as well. All that and more coming up at in the 2 o'clock hour. Right now we're talking about the announcement by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in Washington, D.C. a couple of hours ago that he plans to move forward with impeachment proceedings against President Biden. On what, we don't really know, but thinks he ought to be impeached. Same thing that state Republicans in Wisconsin are doing against Justice Janet Protasiewicz. In that case, we know why they're claiming impeachment, but still it doesn't add up. Why are Republicans on an impeachment binge right now? They can't seem to get it out of their system. Give us a call. Love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to beautiful Green Bay. Was up there just last Friday. Beautiful town, beautiful studio up there at WGBW. Charles in Green Bay, thanks for holding through the break. What say you?
Well, first of all, McCarthy is doing it because Marjorie Taylor Greene and all her cronies will call for him to be removed as Speaker of the House, because he gave away all his power just to become Speaker of the House.
I agree.
That's the major reason. And the fact of the matter is that they want this blemish, if it goes through and he gets impeached by the House, they want this blemish on his record, just like Donald Trump's got it. They're going to use it as a, you know, a political thing.
Right.
And the Protasiewicz situation, I'm against the impeachment of that because of a very simple reason. That's my vote. It's right. The same damn thing that Trump tried to do with stealing votes. And I voted for her, and I support her. And I think that, you know, Voss and his cronies are going to dig themselves a big fat hole in the ground, and they're going to get themselves in trouble, but the political maps aren't going to get changed, so they're going to get reelected because it's going to be a sham.
Agree with every...
I'll leave it up to you. You guys have a great day, and hopefully Kevin McCarthy loses his job.
Appreciate you, Charles. Thanks for listening up there in Green Bay, WGBW up there. Great station, great town. Appreciate you calling in, and Charles is right. And he hit on something there, talking about that, you know, Kevin McCarthy has a tenuous, at best, hold on his speakership. Matt Gaetz threatening to call for a vote and get Kevin McCarthy out of there. We'll see what happens there. But the same, and this is not being reported very, very often. We've reported it on our show. It might be the only place, might have been the first place. But here's what you're not going to hear from very many places. That Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly in Wisconsin, also has a tenuous hold on his speakership. There are conservative forces in his own caucus that want to remove him. And he is considering not even running for his own assembly seat in 2024. We shall see. But do not be surprised if Robin Voss announces he is not running for the speakership in 2024, because he knows what's coming. And he doesn't want any part of that. So that's also what's going on behind the scenes with Protasiewicz. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Mark, appreciate you holding. Mark, what say you?
Yeah, it's interesting that
a father is being called to account for his son's activities when, you know, Donald Trump was never called to account for his children's activities during, or his, the son-in-law's activities during his administration, where there was far, far, far more money involved. And there's no indication that Joe Biden was in on, you know, Hunter Biden's deal or not. I mean, that, yes, Hunter Biden dropped his father's name and all this, but children do that all the time. If that was the case, then when Scott Walker's sons stole slash borrowed a state van to help move a friend's furniture from one place to another place, who probably never did the community service they're supposed to do, you know, during his little administration,
yep,
were never really called to account for it. They weren't criminally charged for it or anything. We just kind of laughed off. And I mean, that if I would have been advising Tony Evers, I would have had a careful inventory done of everything in the governor's mansion to make sure that some little baubles didn't walk off of Scott Walker. And especially in light of what Scott Walker did during the lame duck there, and make sure that every tablespoon or teaspoon was actually accounted for during the inventory of the governor's mansion for the people of the state of Wisconsin.
Mark, I agree with you 100%. Do you know what one of the first things the Walkers did when they moved into the executive residence in Maple Bluff?
I sort of remember, but I can't.
My former boss was on the, it's called SCURB, the State Capitol and Executive Residence Board, so I know this firsthand. They removed the handicap ramp from the entry of the executive residence.
That's right.
What? Why? Why would you even?
Because it didn't look good. That's a true story.
It's ridiculous. And it's so cold blooded. It's so cold blooded for him to do this.
I know.
So I know you mentioned earlier not wishing personal injury against anybody, but for me that may have just changed.
No. We don't wish personal injury against anybody.
You don't. Civic Media doesn't. I'm expressing my opinion.
All right. Mark, anything else? Gotta let you go. Anything else before I let you go?
No, that's it. It's just ridiculous, and they might not even have the numbers to, you know, to bring the impeachment vote to the floor when this all gets said and done anyway, because, you know, this little Scott Fitzgerald, who's sitting in the House of Representatives right now, should be sweating bullets right now, because Josh Culk could at any time drop the hammer on his little head and call him on the whole fake electors thing, is that because he helped set up the room there. I mean, he's a clear participant in that conspiracy against United States of America.
Yep.
And that, as all the rest of them are.
Mark, always appreciate your call. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Mark from the SAC. Let's go to one of our colleagues and co-host of Outside the Pizza Box every Friday night from 6 until 7. From 7 to 8. It is Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box, what say you?
Well, the only reason why they're doing this in D.C. and all the other controlled assemblies and senates throughout the country is because they have the numbers. It has nothing to do with any crimes committed, and obviously they're okay with the other ones. But what I don't understand is, you know, they act like they don't support fascism and they don't support Trump and this and that. And they always say the same thing, that we support the policy. That is their policy, is to hold the country hostage, destroy democracy, destroy the environment, wipe out public education and public works. This is on, man. It's really bad.
Yeah. I appreciate your Pizza Box. I appreciate the call. Always appreciate your perspective. And people can hear more of you on Friday night from 7 to 8. Thanks, my friend.
You bet.
All right. Thanks so much, Pizza Box Mike. Go quickly to the text lines. Angie from Monroe, $2 billion from Saudi Arabia, daughter and son-in-law. How about that investigation? I can't wait to see this so-called evidence against Biden. He should actually take as long as Trump took to show his taxes. That from Angie in Monroe. Always great to hear from all of you. Welcome, always, on the Tom O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers in the second hour, along with Brian Van Hooker of Cracked. Don't go anywhere. Hour two straight ahead on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.